Welcome to Pretty Much Done. I'm Julia Mazur. This week we have a really awesome conversation from the backseat of her car the morning after the season finale wrap party of Fuckboy Island. She's a model, YouTuber, reality star, and a Capricorn. We talk about her experience on the hit show where she and two other women try to find love out of dozens of self-proclaimed F-boys and nice guys. We talk about whether cheating is inevitable, when to smash the iPad, and if roasting really is a love language. Enjoy. Here's Louise. Louise Bernard, welcome to Pretty Much Done. So happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Of course. I love that you're recording from the car.
Yeah.
We're keeping it real.
You know, I was just at a brunch. Yeah. I don't know. I'm on the move. I'm always on the move.
She's always on the move. I love that. Well, while you're on the move, I want you to be able to divulge your dating life. So let's just like get straight into it. Tell me how many relationships you've been in. Tell me a little bit about your dating history.
So I've been in like two serious relationships. The first one was like super toxic. It was like a college relationship. He was like a football player and this celebrity status, I guess we would say, on campus or something. So he just got the biggest head, and it was such a toxic relationship, but it was like my first relationship. So I didn't really think much of it because I was like, this is love. Like, this is passion. This is what love is supposed to feel like. He had girls like DMing me, and then I was DMing girls. It was just like really messy.
They were DMing you to say stop being with him?
Coming to you as a woman, those kind of messages. He was flirting with me, like he hooked up with my friend, just weird stuff. I don't know why I put up with that. Looking back at it now, it was a mess, but I definitely thought it was love in the moment.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that on this podcast, of like the feeling of butterflies and everyone being like, oh, I love to like feel the butterflies and the excitement of dating someone. And like, I classify butterflies as just like anxiety of like not knowing where you stand with your partner. Yeah. One minute they're like super into you, and one minute you're getting a DM from a girl saying that you hooked up with, like they hooked up with them. So it's, I think that that's like a classic tell for like a toxic relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I was also attracted to the thrill of it. Because when you're good, you're really good. But when you're low, you're super, super low. So that makes the hot, like when you're good with that, makes it feel so much better. And you're like, well, it's worth it for these good moments, but it's really not, because it's comparative. No. It's relative to the low moments you're having.
Yeah. You should always kind of feel on like an even playing field of like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to see my partner and we're going to have a fun night and it's not going to go poorly, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So tell me about your second relationship. So how long were you and the football player together?
We were together for a year. Yeah.
Okay.
And then my second relationship lasted 7 months, and this was most of 2021. So most of last year. So we broke up in September of last year.
How did you guys meet?
We met through my mutual friend. She was dating one of his friends, and she was like, hey, he has a friend, like you should meet him. He's really cool. Like, I think you guys would match energy, whatever. So we hit it off. And then I was like obsessed with him. I think he was more obsessed with me in the beginning. But then as it progressed, it was just this crazy obsession. And we like love to take photos together. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had never really posted my boyfriend. I mean, I guess I posted my first boyfriend, but we're like the model couple. Like, we looked so good together. It was a little bit shallow, I guess. In that sense, like we were so obsessed with like looking good together and like matching our outfits and everything. It wasn't as satisfying, and I felt like something was missing always.
So it was like a physical, very like, I'm imagining you guys had like great sexual chemistry, but like when you went deep under the surface, like it was just whatever. And maybe you guys didn't have so much in common.
Yeah. And I think we had different values, and that was a really big thing, because he had come from like a very traditional family where it wasn't as like sex positive, and like he would get mad if I posted photos for like I was posting photos for an underwear company or something, and he would get upset about it, because he's like, that should be reserved for me. And I'm like, okay, that's your opinion, but that's not how I function. So like, I want to look hot, like let me look hot and post my photo. And I'm getting paid. There were things that he didn't, we just didn't share the same values in that sense.
Good for you. You said that you guys dated for 7 months?
Yeah.
How did you get out of that relationship? Like, what made you pull the trigger? Because 7 months is not like, that's great. I think that that's good progress.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I feel like I knew it was going bad. And then we were just debating breaking up and stuff. And then it just started getting really toxic. I was going out without him, like going out with groups of people and stuff and promoters and stuff. And then he would get upset. So he ended up actually cheating on me too. But it was like the relationship was already dead at that point. So I think it was just what needed to happen for us to really let each other go, for me to let him go.
It sounds like he was super insecure is what I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
So I read that you were kind of motivated to go onto F-Boy Island because like a partner cheated on you.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. What are your thoughts on cheating? Like, do you think that everyone cheats? Like, what's kind of your take on cheating?
I mean, at this point, I'm like, geez, does anyone stay faithful? But like, I mean, I don't think everyone cheats. I have my example of my parents who have been together for like 32 years. They love each other. Like, they would never do anything to hurt each other. I mean, I think that you can come back from cheating too. But I just think like, I'm losing so much faith in loyalty. I've never cheated.
It's possible.
I think it is possible.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's just more about respect than anything. When you really love someone, you won't disrespect them in that way. You'll respect them enough to end the relationship first.
For sure. How did you end up finding out that he cheated?
Yeah, I looked through his iPad. Yeah.
Do you know that you're the second person who's come on this show to say that she found out on the iPad? The iPad tells all the secrets.
I know. The iPad is where they don't ever forget. Like, they never delete it off there. They'll delete it off everything else, but the iPad holds all the secrets.
Yes. It seems like your gut was like telling you something was off and you just like, you went for it.
No, it was. And it's so crazy because I surprised him. Because I felt like something was weird. So like he lived like an hour away. So I went to his apartment and surprised him. And when I got there, he like pulled the sheets off his bed. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like grade A red flag. So he's like throwing them in the washer, like just kind of frantic. And I'm like, this is so weird. And then he went to practice because he played tennis.
Oh, you got to stop dating the athletes.
I know, that's fine. But so then I went to practice and then I was working out in the gym and I'm just, I have to figure this out. I can't focus on anything else. So that was when I looked through the iPad.
So crazy. How did you confront it?
I smashed the iPad. I smashed the iPad. But then we had a talk and I was crying. It was kind of messy, but I do think that friendship was already dead at that
point. When you guys broke up, was it a clean break? How do you deal with breakups?
Like, yeah, I never spoke to him again.
You did? Wow. That's really impressive.
Although I will say I guess I did reach out to him, or he reached out to me on Instagram off a burner account, which is just so weird. He reached out to me and was just like, hey, I'm really sorry about everything. And then I responded with a long message and then he responded and I never talked to him again.
Wow. Good for you. What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
I don't know a lot about Capricorns, but I slip back. I'm a Virgo. And like, mm-hmm. I sometimes slip back. We talk about on this podcast that breakup sex is like more intense, more enjoyable. But yeah. You are giving some great advice. I think that like the clean cut is great. I know that you are a fan of blocking. Is that your method?
I blocked him on everything. Everything. I blocked his friends. Soon as I found out, I blocked everyone because I couldn't be triggered or anything. And that, like, I was friends with this other girl. She was a mutual friend and I had to unfollow her too because she was posting him. And it was just like, you gotta do completely out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the block button when it comes to those things.
Good for you. Okay, well, moving on, I want to talk about, you live in Miami and I'm curious what your thoughts are on like Miami boys, because I think that like Miami boys shit on LA boys in terms of like fuckboyness. So tell me what the Miami guys are like.
Miami guys are like posers. Like, okay, I know I use that like a lot, but they really are. Like, they try to flex too hard. They lie about how much money they have. They're driving a car that they can hardly pay for up to like a shack. Like, I just like feel like it's all fraud here.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they really just want hot girls around them, like surface level bitches. And I just feel like, yeah, it's just very superficial, I would say.
So what do you do?
And I don't really know LA boys, but I think it's worse here probably.
Well, yeah, Miami's worse. Like LA boys are in the entertainment business in LA. Like I don't know what Miami's like, but it's always the first question is like, what do you do? And like I think, you know, when you pull up to a place, people are also looking at your car. But in Miami, it's just like so like grand. Like everyone's driving a Ferrari. That's all like this like showy, like
Yeah.
crazy.
It's
Yeah.
less about what you do and more about what you have in Miami.
Right. And like where you're going out and like you got to
Yeah.
see and be seen. So are you from Miami?
No, I'm from Michigan originally.
Okay. So
But
you're like
like
a,
culture shock here.
yeah. What do you do? Do you date guys in Miami? Do you like, how do you date in Miami?
Yeah, I've dated like a few guys in Miami, but I usually try to date like out of state. I like more long distance relationships because there's a little less pressure on it too.
Yeah.
I've like gone on, like I go on dates and stuff, but it's not like anything really serious because I just feel like I can't take the guys seriously here.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just too into the scene and
Yeah. Do you meet these guys on apps or do like they slide in? Like do people set you up? Like what's the best method of meeting these long distance nice guys?
on Instagram, or I'm on Raya too,
Yeah.
like Instagram or Raya, but usually Instagram, honestly. And I'll meet people when I go out or something, because also Miami is a very transient city. So like a lot of people come in and just like they're for the weekend or something. So then I'll meet them at dinner or something, and then we just keep in touch.
Got it. And you don't mind like traveling for a date, like, or you don't mind like meeting in a new city? Because I've done the traveling for a date and like I've been like, shit, I need to book my flight home. This is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, no, you have to make sure it's like a guy that you really like
Yeah.
and that you really vibe with, because I've been in that situation that it's not good. But I usually just like we FaceTime and like get to know each other over FaceTime and everything, and then we'll fly out or whatever to see each other. Like there's like a long talking period. I have a long talking period in all my relationships.
Yeah, that's a good rule. That's a good rule of thumb. I feel like something I wanted to talk to you about, like living in Miami, like obviously you're beautiful. You post like more like sexy photos. Like, do you find that the guys that are hitting you up on like your DMs are like kind of just DMing you for your looks and it's like all about looks? Like, do you find that men are kind of like going after you for that and like it's like hard for you to portray like the depth that you carry?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm definitely misjudged online, and I think a lot of people just think that I am superficial and shallow because of the things that I post. But that's why I try to have, you know, I have my YouTube channel that shows more personality, and my TikTok. Like, I try to really show my funnier, more like goofy, weird side, because I think that I would rather attract that kind of attention. But yeah, I mean, if you post, you get what you give, you know? So like if I post all sexy pictures, I'm gonna get attention from guys that just want arm candy.
Right.
But that's why when I go out to like parties and stuff, it's easier for me to like meet people, 'cause I'll dress like I'll be at a party in sneakers and a dope outfit. I don't need to wear heels. I don't need to like be all in like a fancy dress.
Yeah.
And that usually attracts better attention than me
For
wearing
sure.
like sexy outfit. Yeah.
For sure. And probably those FaceTime dates like help where you know, are just like chilling back of the car in your big t-shirt.
Yeah.
For sure. So I want to talk about F Boy Island. How did the show approach you? Like, how'd you get on?
They reached out to me through Instagram.
Okay, Instagram's been fruitful for you.
Yes. It has. I went through the casting process, and then they were like, yes, okay, we want to move forward. And I was just getting out of like the breakup and everything with this guy. I was just like super messy situation. And so I was like, I'm not going to do it right now because I don't know, like I just don't know where my head's at or what I want to do. And then they reached out again in January, and I decided, yeah, I'm going to do it. So I think it was like meant to be, because I didn't know I was going to reach out again. I thought I'd lost the job.
And your experience there, did you enjoy it? Are you happy that you did it? What was that kind of like?
Yeah, no, it was a super enjoyable experience. I think it was like, can't really compare it to anything. It's almost like going to dating camp or something. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But I had such a fun time, and I made super long lasting relationships with everyone, with the girls and the other guys too, that maybe I didn't have a connection with on the island. Now I have like a great connection. So, I mean, it was just an amazing experience.
Awesome. And in terms of your experience there, obviously your season just wrapped. Spoiler alert for anyone listening, Mercedes, who you ended up choosing, you guys decided to split the money, but I know you had fears around whether he was going to choose the money for him. Tell me about that situation.
I mean, I definitely, because everyone hated him in the house. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm seeing this like Cheshire Cat smiley guy, super quiet, but like doesn't really seem like he would hurt anybody. And I'm hearing about this temper he has and he's like yelling at everyone. And I'm not seeing that. So I'm like trying to put the pieces together. I have no idea that in the confessionals, in like the interview room, he's saying, oh, I'm going to take the money, like all this other stuff. So, I mean, watching that back, it was a little bit like, hey, hello, what? But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously had fears of him taking the money. And then I had nice guy Benedict. I could not have had more different guys as option. I had the nice guy, and then I had like the devil. Mercedes and I had such a good connection, and I feel like it was just so, it was instant, but it also did remind me of some of my connections, my ex that I spoke about last, how it was so instantaneous and so passionate in the beginning. So it worried me that that wouldn't last.
Yeah. Are you guys still speaking now? Are you guys still dating, or what's the situation like now?
So it's kind of up in the air right now. We were at brunch together today and we were at the finale last night together. We're cool. Everything's, we don't have any animosity or anything.
Does he live in Miami too?
No, he lives in Dallas. So that's the other thing. It's like trying to do that long distance thing, which I've done and like I can do, but yeah, I've never been to Dallas actually.
Well, my boyfriend's from Dallas. Let me tell you, I was there. I was there 2 months ago and it is so hot.
Really?
Literally makes Miami look cold. Yeah, it is so, so hot there.
Oh my God.
So I feel like if anyone were to like move on over, it should be Mercedes to Miami.
To Miami? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I like that he's like a little Southern boy. Like, do you like that? I like that for him.
Yeah. No, he's sweet. And he's like pretty down to earth too. He makes fun of my bouginess, which I like. We have that kind of like banter back and forth.
What does your bouginess look like? What does he say that you do? I have a similar situation.
Just like the way I sit, the way I like talk, like how I need things to be like, just like how I like my space to be. Yeah. He'll be like, really? Like, you really have to, you need that? Like, joking. But then he knows I need it. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Do you like a little like flirty roast?
Yes, I do. I think humor and roasting is so important in relationships. Roasting especially. Like, I can't have a boyfriend that I can't roast. Like, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna work out.
You know, I love like roasting and I love making fun and I do it with my friends, but like as soon as my boyfriend does it to me, I'm like, excuse me, like what? I get so sensitive. You don't feel that way?
I don't know. I think roasting is like the best love language in my, like I really do. And like I think if he does it in a way that's like something that he knows actually would offend me, then there's a line. But if it's like something where he's just making fun of my personality, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I love it.
You mentioned love languages. Do you know yours?
I think they're acts of service and touch.
Because I think that there's a difference between how you receive and how you give. Is it the same? Do you also show love through acts of service and touch?
Quality time.
Yeah.
Is one that I give to. And then, touch, I guess, yeah. But what are the other ones? I can't remember. There's
words of affirmation.
No, that's huge for me, actually. I need that. And I like to give that, too.
Me, too. Yeah. I'm a big texter. Yeah. So, like, I love getting a sweet little text in the morning.
Yeah.
Moving on, I want to talk about what are you looking to date now? Are you, like, looking for a partner? Would you want to get in a relationship right now? Or are you doing your hot girl summer?
I don't know. I feel like I'm on my hot girl stuff a little bit. But, like, no, I mean, it's up in the air with Mercedes right now. So, like, we're figuring things out and everything. It's just we have to figure out the long distance thing first.
Right. Yeah. In the future, you do want, like, are you like a girl who wants kids and a family? Is that like the goal, the end goal with relationships?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, I do. I think like my parents had me late. I don't think it's going to happen by 28. You know, but like, it's definitely in the cards for me in the future.
Awesome. I want to try and transition to a fun game that we're going to play. So you said that you're looking for a man who's not just good looking, but has a good character. And I know that you are very well versed in a fuckboy who doesn't have a great character. So I want to play a little game with you that's called G's or Louise. So it's like, geez, this is a fuck boy, or Louise, geez, Louise. So geez is like, okay, this guy's a fuck boy. Louise is, this guy's good, I'll date him. So I'm going to give you some prompts.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if they are geez or Louise. Okay.
Okay. So Louise is good and geez is bad.
Yeah. They only communicate with you via Snapchat.
Geez. No.
No. Yeah.
That's horrible.
They should be texting you. They should.
No,
they can send a text.
Vanish mode. Yeah.
No vanish mode. Yeah. Shady. Exactly. Okay. He has a shirtless pic as a grid pic on his Instagram. There is a shirtless pic of him with his abs out.
It's fine. I mean, what does he do? Is he a model? Then I would say Louise. I think that's fine. Louise. Yeah.
Louise. And you would date a model. You're all good. Like, model,
I
actor.
Mean,
nope. Okay.
Fuck boys, but yeah. I think I can tame a fuckboy.
Okay. Her last words, her famous last words, I can tame a fuckboy. Okay. Also, he has a picture standing next to a luxury car on his Instagram.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Geez.
I don't like that either. All the Miami boys are doing that right
now. It's so cringy. I'm like, I don't care if it's your car. I don't care if it's your car. I do not post with it. It's so cringy.
Yes. It's also never their car.
I know. Like the car they rented for the weekend.
Yes, 100%.
Or like 100%. They scammed their way to get the car and then they lose it a week later.
Yep. Okay. So, geez. This one I like. So, he tells you that his agent says he can't post pictures of you guys on Instagram.
No, geez.
Geez, right? Geez. There is literally no scenario in which you cannot post your significant other on your Instagram.
The only reason would be if the agent was being weird. Like, that's unprofessional. They shouldn't have a say about that.
Yep, agree. All right, geez. He reacts fire emojis to all of your Instagram stories.
I mean, Louise, hello.
words of affirmation.
Yeah, we love it. If he doesn't, I will call him out. I'll be like, hey, you didn't like my picture and you didn't comment on it. Can you tell me I'm hot?
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I just like the fire emojis like really annoy me because I'm like, do more. Like, do a little bit more. Yeah. What am I supposed to do with that fire emoji?
It's the one that's like the laziest one.
Yes. Yes, literally like one tap. Yeah,
I guess that's true. But if it's like all the stories, then I'm like, okay, you're throwing them out.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. What if his best friend is a girl?
That's a red flag. No, geez.
You think it's a red flag?
I just feel like there's no way. I mean, it depends on how long they've been friends for. Like, maybe they grew up together. But I think you'll always be competing for that spot in his life. Because if he has a female, like a woman best friend, then what is your role? How do you fit into that?
Yeah. You know, I wasn't sure how I felt about this. I think you've kind of convinced me. I think it really depends how the female reacts to you. If she's like, oh my God, like, love you and like lets you guys have like time together. But if that female's like always asking him to hang out one on one, that's a geez for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. He starts calling you babe 2 days into knowing you.
Geez. That he is a serial dater. He is the type of guy that literally has like 10 girls at his table at Nobu. Yes. Like, no.
Yes. Literally, I like had someone in mind as I wrote that. The last one, and this one is a very niche one, but he has veneers.
I mean, I don't knock veneers because I feel like if you're not born with like nice teeth, then it's fine to like fix that. But so I guess I would Louise that. I don't think that. It depends. If he has the big, sometimes guys get like the super big ones where it's almost like it's not even teeth at that point. That is probably a red flag. But like Louise.
Okay, Louise, you're more understanding. I just know so many fuckboys and I'm like, they all have veneers. Like, what is it with it?
Yeah, I don't like it when they get them too white either. That it just looks like, what do you have in your mouth? It's almost like a grill at that point.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, that was fun. I feel like you were really like neutral. I think you can spot a fuckboy. I think you're also like a little bit more understanding. I was surprised that you don't mind about the shirtless selfie, but you're in that industry. So like,
yeah, because I'm going to post the bikini picture, right?
Right.
He can post the shirtless selfie.
Deal. Done. Now we have another segment that we play. It's called Trouble or Paradise. And we're not authorities on these celebrity relationship couples, but I kind of want to get your take on these couples and see what you think about them. Do you think that they should be together, or, you know, they were doomed from the start? So I want to start with a couple that is no longer, RIP, Kim and Kanye. Tell me what you think about them together.
It's so crazy because I always thought they were perfect for each other because Kim is kind of a narcissist and so is Kanye is definitely a narcissist. So I'm like, yeah. They just had this kind of power couple vibe to them that I don't think anyone will ever be able to match. So like I rooted for them from that perspective, but I mean, I loved them together. I really did. But like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know their relationship and I know that it was messy. Like I do know like what I heard from the press and everything, but I thought they looked so good together. And I thought it was so cute how he dressed her. And like, yeah. She was like his Barbie doll. Like, I just thought that was cute. And then she also had her own stuff going on.
Right.
I thought that was such a cool dynamic.
For sure. I mean, he really elevated her. I think like my red flag with Kanye is that he's like a Gemini male and like pretty unstable. So oh, yeah. Like, for me, that's a tell. I don't know. I like that Kim's in her like funny boy era right now and like hanging out and being more chill instead of like, you know, all this pressure of like wearing the fits and Kanye's this creative genius.
Yeah. And I think her and Pete Davidson, like if you think about it, Kim wants someone that she can just relax and have that comic relief with. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson can be that for her now.
Do you think that her and Kanye will ever end up together?
No, I don't think so. I think that's severed, but I think they did have that really iconic moment. Like a moment there.
Yeah. What do you think about our next couple? What do you think about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly?
I love them. They are crazy.
You too?
I love them. I love how crazy they are. Like they're like bringing like knives or I don't even know what they're doing. They're just in this weird niche that like nobody understands, but like it's just so iconic. I think they're amazing.
Do you think that he's hot?
No, but I think they're hot together.
Yeah.
She has enough hotness for the both of them.
She's so hot. Yeah. I don't know. I cannot get on board with the like drinking each other's blood.
Yeah. No, it's like a weird niche. Like I would never want to be them, but like I appreciate them.
You can like admire from afar. Yeah. You're like, oh, you do you. Yeah. I think that it was like rumored that they broke up. I kind of hope that for her because she's just so hot.
But who would she date? Like, I don't know.
Every like girl who's like, it doesn't work out with like an actor or celebrity or whatever. I'm like, just go find a businessman who's like low key and like just go on his yacht.
Didn't Rihanna? Rihanna did that for a minute there, I think.
Did she? Yeah.
She was dating like Billy. On an island somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't even work out for her. She ended up with like a rapper, but yeah. All right, whatever. We'll see how it pans out for the two of them. I love this couple, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. Like, what do you think about them?
I think they're perfect. Like, I think they're so adorable. Baby Junie is just like so cute. Teyana is so bossy too. Like, she has her music career. She has everything like lined up for herself and she's just like stunning. Like I saw her in person. Oh my gosh. Killer body. Like insane. I just think that their family is so adorable.
Did you watch their reality show? I feel like I'm the only person that watched it.
I think I watched an episode, but I didn't really. I mean, I think it was like her store. It was like an episode where she was like setting up her store or something.
Yeah. I don't know. They're really cool. She's like beautiful. Their kid is so funny.
Yeah.
I love that he's no longer an NBA player because as we talked about, like I don't trust athletes on the road. But I like that he's not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. And he's so in love with her. Like the way he acts and talks about her. Oh my gosh. It's so cute.
Yeah. Okay. We love them. Their goals. Their goals for sure.
Goals. Like family goals for sure.
For sure. Well, that's all I have for you, Louise. I think we're pretty much done here. Thank you so much for joining me. This was so fun. I feel like you're getting reformed. You're starting to see, like, you're starting to get out of the fuckboy phase. I feel like you're starting to really, like, get on the track and figure it all out. So I'm so happy for you. I hope you figure it out with Mercedes as well. And if you don't, then you'll have the rest of your hot girl summer. So tell us where everyone can find you on your handles.
So my Instagram is Louise N. Barnard. My TikTok is Lua Lush, LuaLush. And my YouTube is Louise Barnard.
Amazing. Thank you so much. This has been so fun. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my time.
Of course. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Pretty Much Done. If you want more information about this episode, you can check our show notes. Go like, subscribe, and leave a review because it helps us grow the pod. Love you. Thank you. Sorry, did I just love bomb you? I'm not toxic. You are. Okay, bye.